Listen, nothing ever hurt like you. It's Glide. It's the Morning Glory with Sophie. So on Friday, I caught up with Sophie Habibis during rehearsals for The X Factor, unknowing that she was going to go out over the weekend. Lots of you commiserating. Victoria saying, shame, I liked her because she was very unassuming and had such a gorgeous voice. I reckon it's the start of many things to come for her. Richard says, she's got a great voice and she should have gone much further, but she never got all the attention because she doesn't have the drama and the crying fits, which is what some people vote for because it's entertaining. It's supposed to be a singing competition. Here is part two of my chat with Sophie Habibis from Friday. So tell me about some of the cool stuff you've been doing, because I saw you tweeting that you've been to see Bruno Mars this week.
Oh,
was it amazing?
Oh, that's all I can say. That's like the only thing I can get out of my mouth when I see him. It's just, oh, he's like born to be a performer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, like now being in The X Factor, you look at people's performances and you really like take a lot from that. Mm. And just watching him, he's got an amazing voice. He's got the moves. He really knows how to interact with the audience as well, which is such a good quality. So
I guess you're learning as well. You know, a lot of people were saying the first couple of weeks, oh, you know, you're not connecting with the audience. It's not just, unfortunately, it's not just a singing competition. There's so many other things.
Like, oh, yeah.
Did you realise that before you got into it? Or
I mean, I did on a level sort of understand that this isn't just a little singing competition. Yeah. This is The X Factor.
Yeah.
But of course, I didn't think I'd get this far. So, no. You know, a lot of it, I'm learning day by day and I'm learning, you know, on the day, literally. So I'm used to it now because it's the fourth week.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's something where, like, I'm still going to learn things. You know, I'm going to learn things tonight and I'm going to change things tomorrow. And as a person, I think I am a good performer, but it's harder said than done.
Yeah. And give us just a taste, you know, because people sit there and watch at the weekends. What does it feel like when you're standing there on Sunday night and Dermot's calling the names out? Just try and describe what it's like, because most people are never going to experience anything like that.
It is a horrible, horrible feeling.
Yeah.
It's very, you just have such a high adrenaline rush.
Mm.
And, you know, of course, you're praying that your name gets called.
Yeah.
It just feels like the longest, you know, he says, and the next person to get through is. And it feels like 10 minutes has gone. And you're like, okay, hurry up, Dermot. And then, you know, hopefully he's going to say my name this week.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's... Yeah, it's not
stressful.
Fun.
No, it's stressful. Fun. And if you weren't going to win yourself and you had to pick someone else, who would your money be on, or who would you like to see kind of walk away with the prize if it wasn't yourself?
At this stage, I really don't know. It's very difficult because, like, you know, everyone is so great. Everyone's got such a great quality. Of course, you know, there's some people who are, I would love to win, but I can't bet my money on them because, you know, someone else has got it and someone else has got it. And I think as well, it's not good to sort of think like that. You know, I think you've just got to concentrate on yourself and sort of you in a competition. It's just, I don't like thinking about that.
Oh, well, listen, I'm sure you're going to be in there for weeks and weeks to come. I'm sure your brother's probably got a couple of quid on you, and I'd like to think he has.
I hope he bloody does.
If he doesn't, he's absolutely in trouble.
Yeah, if I lose, I'm not giving him back that money anyway.
Sophie, it's been such a pleasure to speak to you. Wish you all the luck in the world for tomorrow night, and fingers crossed you are going to absolutely rock Halloween night. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
So there you go. No idea when I spoke to her late on Friday afternoon during rehearsals that was going to be her last rehearsal for The X Factor. Sophie Habibis out last night. I hope me taking her away from rehearsals for 10 minutes didn't affect that. Glide, Morning Glory.